We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the 3-Dot Podcast. My name is D. Goody.
This is Brian with a silent E.
And this is Alex.
And today we will be talking about something that is very unexpected.
That's what it is.
Because that's what it is. What we're called. Talking about the unexpected.
The unexpected.
The unexpected.
I didn't expect that.
Like, yeah. Pretty much a moment when you were caught off guard.
Like
that's going to be
the
main one.
Woman out of nowhere, and all of a sudden, little Junior down there is rising up. The unexpected.
He's the unexpected. You don't see it coming a mile away.
But that's not what my story's about.
Is it?
No? Do you have something right off the bat?
I do. Well, yeah? Well, first off, let's tell the listeners why we chose this topic of the unexpected and how we're going to expand it.
It started with a story, a beautiful story that I will tell about in several minutes. It's just basically where I was caught off guard, and I was like, okay, remind me about Australia.
And this happened recently. In this day and time,
yeah.
The two guys in front of me just came back from their Australian trip.
We went down under.
They went to the Thunder. Down under.
Yeah. it was a good time. All right. So the topics, the 3 dots, is a funny moment where you're caught off guard. Well, us three, we were caught off guard.
Yeah.
A funny moment where you came into a moment that you surprised someone. So you were the unexpected moment. And yeah. Have you ever foiled a plan where someone was trying to surprise you?
Mm-hmm. So all the time.
Oh, yeah?
All the time.
Yeah. You're a fun ruiner?
I am the anti-fun.
You are the anti-fun.
Yeah, dude.
You break through walls. Woo-hoo. You come out of nowhere, man.
Do you guys hear that?
That is you.
It's the fun police.
That's the anti-D.
That is me.
And it's
the
Captain
anti-D.
Dave Gutierrez.
Vitamin D.
I walk in there and be like, hey, guys, enough.
The moment you step in, that's when it goes downhill, man.
Yeah, man. I am the counterweight to this freaking one-sided battle.
Oh, boy.
Okay,
that's
so.
That's what I do.
I'm going to go first, and the guys here know this story. So,
do I?
Yes, you do.
I don't know.
So, on the side, Alex and our buddy Ken, also Dave, more than I do, we film weddings, and it so happened that I helped out filming this wedding. This happened in the morning. We just got there early morning. We just arrived, and Ken and I are about to go inside the bride's room to go film the bride and her bridesmaids. And so I couldn't go inside because I saw a certain somebody. And Ken's like, are you coming in? And I texted him. I'm like, no, I'm not coming in. And I found out that one of the bridesmaids was a girl that I matched up on OkCupid. And I did not talk. Yeah, all my like stories is just going to go to dating apps. Because of how many dates I've met a lot of. When this is all
dating.
Said and done, I've met a lot of women on dating apps, dude. But I don't even know her real name.
This guy.
I don't even know her real name, but her username was I Love Sushi. And so I talked to her for. The key word was like, oh, fuck, it's sushi. And the reason why I stayed away from her, it wasn't because we met up or we hooked up or anything. I didn't even meet her because I didn't like her.
Wow.
We didn't have nothing in common. And
you could say so she was brokenhearted, huh?
So she was unexpected.
So she...
oh, boy. I saw her. She saw me. And I was like, oh, damn it. I wanted to act like that she didn't know who I was, but she knew exactly who I was.
She
targeted me the whole night. And
do you think you were just like overreacting to it all or no?
I might have been. I mean, the way to break the ice, it would have been weird, but like I could have just went up to her like, hey, I know you.
You should have said hi. You'd have been like, hey, what's up? For all you know, she would have been an amazing person.
Yeah, maybe, possibly. I don't doubt it. But the thing is, we didn't have a lot in common. And I kind of just dropped her and I barely drop a girl that I'm talking to. I usually close it out with something
you
like,
dropped
okay.
her physically?
Or? No, I dropped her okay cupidly.
Oh.
So I said, you know, I didn't say anything. I just stopped talking to her. That whole day was awkward.
Ruthless.
It threw me off the whole. Yeah, I was cold blooded, but that was unexpected. I did not like, I try to stay away from her area the whole time. And, you know, it wasn't until Alex and Ken, you know, had to tell the midway through the day what I was going through. And they're like, oh, shit, no wonder you're not going to the areas we're telling you to go to.
Yeah, the photographers were wondering why you were out really? In the hallways.
Yeah, I tried to stay away from her area.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though, all the other bridesmaids look good, though, man.
She was pretty. I don't understand your logic.
No. It wasn't meant to be. It was unexpected. The unexpected. Well,
dun, dun, dun.
Well, I mean, I'm going to go the opposite end there. Yours was kind of funny. Mine is like zero funny.
Yours is always zero funny, man.
Yeah, because like I said, I am the anti-funny. Like, you guys are the funny ones here.
I think it is funny, Dave.
And it's no, just, it's not.
How
no.
old were you, Dave? Where were you?
This was, you know how you walk down when you're over on Powell Street and then like Tenderloin's just like right there?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was going to go to
and this
a...
isn't the first time you walked through the Tenderloins. We walked with you.
Yeah, you already told that story.
I know.
But pretty much, I was walking over there. I was going to meet one of my friends that I met at City College at a poetry slam.
How old were you? Hold on.
What?
Back up. What did you just say?
City College?
No. So you met a friend at a poetry slam?
No. I was going to meet her at a poetry slam.
Oh, of course it was her. Girl, you like a cup of coffee.
Okay, this isn't just a friend, because no one would ever want to meet anybody through the Tenderloin unless you liked her.
Oh, no. I didn't know where it was. Okay. I was walking through. She just gave me an address. I was like, all right, cool.
I knew what the Tenderloin was since I was
And then I was all like, damn, this is hella iffy. Yeah. And I was like, I thought about turning around, and I should have turned around, but I was all like, nah. So I went through there. The sun was just about to go down, and this is like right after class, and I was going to meet up with her. And then
the
she was at a
poetry
slam.
Oh boy!
It was going down. It wasn't down yet.
Okay.
And then, pretty much, I wouldn't say I got jumped, but I got my pockets. Pretty much, three guys came up behind me. One of them put their arm around me, acting like they're my buddy, and they're all like, "What's up, man? What's up?" Oh, and then two other guys had their hand in my pockets, and they were just emptying it out.
Like, but you were clearly aware of the whole situation.
Yeah, I knew what was going on, and then I wanted My initial thought was, oh, yeah, what's up, guys? Because I thought it was someone I knew. And then I turned around. I'm like, I don't know this guy.
Yeah.
And then the next jerk reaction is I wanted to elbow the guy.
Yeah.
And then I noticed there was two other guys, like, next to him. And I was all like, okay,
so
I can't.
You could hurt one guy.
I can hurt one guy. But
the
then
two.
The two. And then after that, panic
that
started setting
sucks.
In. And I was all like, all right. And then I looked around me. There was only, like, two people around me. And I was, like, hoping they saw what was going on. They didn't. They were, like, minding their own business, which is fair.
Yeah, nobody cares over there. They mind their own business.
Yeah, and then I was all like, damn, like, this is happening. This is happening. So they were clearing out my pockets, and pretty much what they grabbed my iPod Shuffle, my earbuds, and a stick of, like, some gum. So that's all they got on my pockets.
Sheesh, a stick of gum?
Yeah, not a stick. Well, like, a little pack of gum. And they just walked away. And then pretty much I followed them for a little bit until one of those guys, like, turned around. And he goes, like, hey, man, turn around. And I'm all like, dude, yo, like, I need that back.
How old were you?
This was, whatever, like, 19.
Oh, wow, okay.
And then he was like.
This is when poetry slams were the thing, so.
So he was like, hey, man, turn around. And I'm all like, I'm going to need, like, my iPod back. This iPod Shuffle, though.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't crazy, crazy, but, like, I'm going to need that back.
But then
and
back
he goes,
the,
so, like, hey, man,
day.
Turn around, yo, turn around. And then the other guys, the other two guys turned a corner, and then he just pretty much followed behind him, and I got like, and then I sat down for a little bit. I'm like, I can't believe that happened. That was like the first time I ever got mugged.
Did you know, though, what the Tenderloin was known for? Did you know what that block was about?
Yeah, I knew.
Okay.
I knew. I was aware about where I was going.
Went through it.
And I went through it by myself at a quiet street.
Hmm.
At a quiet street, and
it's funny how, like, you think going to the quiet street is safer, but it's just more the hustle and bustle streets. You're safer because there's so much shit
that's
happening.
There's a lot of
there's
stuff.
There's things going
on,
but
yeah,
like, you think, you know, it's a quiet street. I'm like, I'm gonna go down this way, and then obviously you get. Well, it was also like the fastest route to the location.
Yeah.
So I was walking down it. Cars were passing by. I was like, it should be fine. But then, little did I know that there was only like two people on the block. Yeah. And then I was like,
well, you did the right thing, man. I mean, you know. Maybe you were fast enough with your ninjutsu to take one down.
Or if you were just a ninja in general, you would have whooped all their asses.
No. I thought about it, and then I was all like, okay, I was going to elbow the guy, and I was like, no. And then I saw the two guys next to me. Yeah. I was like, damn, like I can't do anything. I'm just going to let it happen. And then luckily, they didn't take my cell phone or my wallet, which was on my jean pocket.
It was on your dick.
Oh, it was in front of you.
Yeah, because okay. Then they pretty much cleared out my whatever was in my
wiener area.
I was wearing like a hoodie.
Yeah.
And then they were just clearing out my hoodie pockets.
Was it at? Well, did you have a fanny pack at the time, or?
I did not, Alex.
Yeah.
I did not. I know
who rocks a fanny pack right now. It's the guy right next to you on my left.
Yeah, I'll admit it.
Also, the guy who's sharing his unexpected story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I fucking love my fanny pack. Look.
I think fanny packs are cool when you're playing Nerf Wars. Put your extra bullets in there.
By the way, fanny packs are coming back in. Okay, just saying, they're coming back in. All right, if you can buy them at Target, they're coming back in.
Fanny packs.
Yeah. Anyways, okay. That was an unexpected trend turn, but okay. The unexpected story of me was actually recently. So Brian brought it up earlier. We went to Australia, and it was like a long day, and I knew that we wanted to go out, but it was kind of like muggy. It was like rainy, and we were walking for the past 3 days in like the heat, and we were in King's Cross. If anyone knows in Australia, King's Cross.
Shout out to the people of King's Cross.
Yeah, shout out Australia. Mm-hmm. What's up, Australia? How you doing?
There you go.
Sydney, Australia. By the way, Sydney's like beautiful. It's amazing. I would love to return.
It's beautiful in like different levels.
The yeah, people, it's on different. The culture, the architecture.
Architecture.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I'll come by on amazing. The next round.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Anyway, continue your story. That's a different topic.
Yeah. So, you know, Dave was random. He's spontaneous at times. As much as his stories are serious, he likes to go on a whim. Sometimes, and we were walking by, and he's like, hey, you want to go get a massage?
Yeah.
Hold on, man. Can I ask what the motivation of the massage was? Was it because...
No, we walked a lot.
Oh, no, tired, okay. Dude. Like, this was maybe like a day or two after I went scuba diving, so I was a little sore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so look, to put everyone's mind out of the gutter, it was not like a
happy ending. Just a regular massage.
It was a massage place.
My mind's in the gutter.
And like all the other people who's listening, no, we did not share a room, you nasty people. but whatever, we got the massage. So we get into separate rooms, and the person, my face is already down. My head is in the bed with the little hole.
Yeah.
Yeah, the face holder. Correct me if I'm wrong. Nah, whatever.
That's what it is. Yeah, it's a face holder.
Whatever. So I put my face in there, face hole, and I hear someone, right? They like close the curtain, and then I like, what area would you like focused on?
Wait, so you stuck your face in the hole without even seeing who your massager was?
No, yeah. Because
it's professional.
Like, the host, like, guide you in. And then they're all like, all right, this is the room.
Yeah, you disrobe.
Yeah. And then your massage person will come in.
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm obviously wearing my underwear because, like, it's a professional place. Like, they do a weird, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So I lay down. I put the towel over me. And I hear someone. It's like, oh, do you know the what area would you like focused on? And my back was hurting, my lower back. It's usually an area of concern for me. Mm-hmm. Usually, mm-hmm. You know, dump truck. That being said, so, me being the dump truck that I am,
it's carrying a lot of weight back there. Huh?
Carrying more weight back there, exactly. So, I was like, okay, yeah, I'd like my lower back, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you hear the lathering of the oil, right? So you, oh, okay.
I love massages, all types.
Congratulations.
So hey, I'm serious, this is his story, man. This is his story.
I'm serious. Okay, okay.
So I hear the oil slathering, right? I hear.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Okay. And I was like, wait, why is the voice like that? Mind you, that's exactly how it sounded like. Okay? Mm-hmm. And then once the hand gets on my back, the hand, all right, it's like slaps, you know, just slaps on my back. And I feel the hand, and the hand covers most my back. I'm like,
that's, you had a Sasquatch.
That's a
I was like,
big hand, man.
I was like, that's a big hand. I think that's a man. Like, you know, I think that's a man dressed up as a lady.
Oh,
you know, and mind you,
so I have this lady really had thunder down under.
Well, I had nothing. I have nothing against like men massaging me. I had guys massage me before.
Guys massage me all.
Yeah, massage therapists.
It's great.
but I was just thrown off. It was unexpected. So I wasn't sure, right? So I'm getting my massage, right? This person is manhandling me at this point, hand and everything, just like taking, you know, taking storm on my back.
This is a deep tissue massage.
Yeah, it was
so
like,
those are great. They were going like...
They were going crazy.
You will be bruised up after.
Yeah. You feel pretty beat up. So this person was beating me up, and then the person's like, would you like me to step on your back? This is my literal answer. I was like, okay. And I heard the person laugh, and they put their foot on my back, and the foot covered my whole fucking back, like boom. And I literally was like, whoa, this is a big person, you know. Mm-hmm. Because I don't have visual confirmation yet. My face is down, and then this person like turn around. And I was like, oh, yeah, it's a Vietnamese guy dressed up as a lady. So I don't know how they identify or anything like that. But they right now, they want to be a lady. So I'm like, so I was thrown off. I was unexpected. The massage was great, but I was thrown off. And then we get out of the rooms, and I look at Dave, and Dave was like, man, my girl was pretty cute.
That's enough for you, man. That guy always gets the cute girl. And don't worry. The streak is over now, man.
And then
excuse you?
That's not the point. But anyways, like, and then my person passes by Dave, and I was like, I'll tell you later, Dave. We just have to leave now.
that's crazy. I don't know. Maybe just because of my experience that I was able to see who my masseuse was before I laid
therapist.
Down. Yeah.
Yeah.
And for you not to know who it was until the end of your set. Was the session good? Was it good?
I just said yeah, but okay. I mean, like, I was completely manhandled.
It was great. Okay.
It was pretty solid.
It was like Harambe came back to life and just trampled on my back.
Rest in peace, Harambe.
Anyways.
It was a Sasquatch. The Abominable Snowman was in that room.
So that's what happened to me.
So yeah, how about like, okay, let's flip it on its head a little bit.
Yeah.
Have you surprised anyone? Like, have you ever caught anyone off guard?
I was like the unexpected person.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, plenty of times.
Yeah.
When I was the unexpected.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh god. Oh yeah. I was gonna share a story, but a new story just came up. It always happens when we record.
Yeah. Just yeah. Go ahead.
Me again? Okay.
Yeah.
So I was dating this girl named Teresa. Shout out to Teresa. I met her through family when I was 18. This is one of the first girls ever I dated who was a little older than me. I was 18. She was 20. Took her to the bowling alley with my friends.
Beautiful.
Justin and had one more guy in there. I forget. We go bowling. We're having a great time, right? And all of a sudden, she sits down and she starts crying. I'm like, what's going on? Like, I thought you were having a good time. She's like, yeah, but you brought me to a place where our lane is right next to my ex. And they just broke up a week ago. I looked to my right, and I'm like, that guy? And she was like, yeah. I was like, oh, damn. At all the lanes and at all the places I could have took her for a date, I brought her there, a lane over to her ex. And she just broke up with that guy a week ago. So,
a terrible surprise.
It was a terrible surprise. So, I didn't even get a second date.
That was over.
That was,
jeez, man. You cannot recover from that.
God. Yeah, that was,
Did you pay for the lane?
I did.
I also got in trouble. You finished your set?
And I know, and the reason why this story sticks out, it's not particularly because of that story, it's because this was one of the nights I think I was younger, I wasn't 18, I was like 17. This is one of the nights my mother got so mad at me. My mom gets mad at me all the time. This is when I had a flip phone. I had 39 missed calls.
Jesus.
I counted and I remembered because I looked at my flip phone. Uh-huh. This was one of the times where my mom was just like, you know, she didn't like me going out that much. She still doesn't like me going out a lot now, but it's way more lenient. But 39 missed calls, and then, you know those horror movies when you walk in front of the house and it's bloody shot, like, dark.
Yeah.
But you look up on the window and you see a silhouette of a person looking out. I saw my mom. Oh. Oh, did I get an ass spanking that night?
But, dang.
But the unexpected was me bringing Teresa to her ex right next.
That's the one that stands out the most.
Yeah.
Dude, let me tell you about mine, dude. So for mine, I have this. I want to say it's a bad habit, but it's a continuous habit of mine where I try to do stupid things with the least chance of making it. Because let's say I do make it.
The chance really does challenge you. You like that shit.
I like playing like. When the odds are stacked against me, like I'll, for some reason, I'm gonna go for it. Like, you guys know about my pencil thing.
Yeah, you idiot.
How I try to like throw a pencil into a cup from like a ridiculous distance.
Yes.
Like that one time, like if at any point I will make it into the cup, I'm going to play that off like no other.
Yeah, you guys try to walk off into the sunset or some shit.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing. I think the one that stands up the most though is this was back in high school, where you know how like doors automatically close?
Yeah.
Right? So like there's this door in high school where it automatically locks. I think it was like the gym. Mm. And then I had like a pencil in my hand at the time and I wanted to catch it. Mm-hmm. So I threw the pencil right at the door and it caught it. The door, you know how it, like it slows down and it just like it jerk slammed?
You're like the only guy who ever thinks of these things.
So like I was like, dude, I'm gonna stop this door. Check it. Right?
Yeah.
I threw the pencil. And just as it does that jerk slam before it closes, it caught the pencil.
Yeah.
And I was all like, you didn't believe me, huh?
You're so excited.
You didn't believe me.
You're so excited about this story. This is awesome.
If you didn't tell any of your friends, like, you'd be the only one that's fascinated. Like, oh, I just did it.
No. I don't do that reaction. I go, I play it off like I meant to do that. Like, I do that on the regular.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Like, just for any moment, anything, you give me
just like that one listener like, hey Dave, I did that too, man.
I'm sure there's a lot of people who are like, oh yeah, I totally played that off.
Dude, I live for those moments. They're like, hey,
slim chance moment.
Like whenever I get, I'm like, hey, I could totally make this in without looking.
Yeah.
And I just throw it like blindly. And for that one chance that I do make it in, like that one out of a million chance,
yeah,
I'm playing, you best believe I'm playing that off like I do on the regular.
Idiot.
I hella surprised people that were like, oh damn. I'm like, that's all right, man. That's just me on the daily. I'm just saying.
Alex, were you ever an unexpected person to someone's life?
Yes. I was.
Plenty of times.
Well, the one where I was like the unexpected, let's see, I think I was thinking of like a really good one. So I guess I want to talk about when I was a kid, because I think we're talking about, you know, when we're relatively like younger or whatever. Yeah. But I want to talk about when I was a kid. I guess where I was unexpected, I was rollerblading and
rollerblader.
Oh yeah, dude.
I still am a blader.
I know you're still. No, you are
the only one that rollerblades out of all of us.
Serious, dude. This guy's the one party committee of the rollerblading.
They call me Brink.
Oh God, I was just about to bring up Brink. Anyway,
they call you Brink.
Anyway, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Team Pup Inside. Okay.
No, man, I'm K2. So for me, so I was rollerblading and I decided to go. I was like, oh man, I need to fucking piss. Mm. I need to use the bathroom. So I start rollerblading and I see the closest bathroom to me and I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go in. I start rollerblading. I rollerblade in and I use the bathroom. I take a good poop, take a little pee pee, you know, and then I exit out. And I wash my hands. While I'm washing my hands, I look around, and it's all girls. It's all girls. Surprise, America.
They all were in your rollerblades.
Yeah, in my rollerblades.
You rolled in.
I rolled in. I used the bathroom. I looked around. I was like, shit, it's time to roll out.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it wasn't a good time for me that rest of the night. But, well, yeah.
Well.
That was it. Hmm. Has there ever been a time where you foiled the plan, a surprise of some sort, where you was someone was trying to surprise you, or maybe someone?
You go first, Dave. I've been going first. Yes, for these last two.
Oh man, I do that all the time. People try to surprise me all the time.
Yeah,
and I do it every day. I anchor that down, dude. And I'm all, like, people are all like, ah, surprise. And I'm all like, oh, thanks. And they're like, what? You're not surprised? And I'm like, oh, I am. Hey, thanks.
Yeah.
And I'll play, like, I don't know. It's...
What would it take to surprise your ass if I brought Stan Lee into the room?
No. Well, like...
I'm like, it's very neat. Like, don't get me wrong. I appreciate, like, the when you try to surprise me and things like that, I get that it's coming from a good place.
Okay.
It's just, for some reason, it doesn't... I don't know. I I don't care for it.
It's just not your thing.
It's not my thing.
Well, like, it's surprise party. It's got to shock you in a way like you're like, holy shit, this is happening right now. Not like a surprise party, but like, I don't know, a gorilla walks in and just banging his chest and starts throwing like shit at you, and you're like, oh my god.
I've had spiders fall on me where I'm all like, oh, a spider, and then they're all like, dude, yeah, what's fun? And I'm like, everyone around me just like backs up, and I'm just over there going like, I'm like, man, whatever, dude, it's doing its thing.
Well, it's
just like, things like that. Like, I shut it down. Like, I am the anti-fun when it comes to surprise.
You're a fun guy. You're not that anti-fun.
Dude, the only thing that surprises me is when Briani fucking, like, has a Snapchat, and then he, like, hits me in the nuts.
Yeah, guys, you can follow me on Snapchat. If I'm ever with Dave, some point of the day, I like to smack him in his balls with my phone. So
it How about feels you,
like,
man? It feels, just...
What do I do? Like,
yeah,
okay.
What are you doing?
I have two funny mini stories. One's romantic and one is just funny. So you guys have, you know, heard Mike before. I kind of foiled his plans when he, you know, went to go see his all-time crush. I smacked Dave in the nuts. I do this to all my friends. So I smacked him in the nuts legitimately. I hurt him good. He got embarrassed because I did it in front of the girl that he liked. Alex was there. He got hurt in front of the girl that he liked. And the girl was laughing. And he didn't talk to me for 3 months.
Dang.
That's really petty, though. I mean, but whatever.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to save the other story for another time because it's actually a really cool, cute story.
So you want to elaborate
on
that?
I'll save it for another time.
So, for me, I never thought I would ever become the villain. In terms of foiling a surprise, my job was at the time my best friend's girlfriend. She told me to delay my best friend as long as I can, so we can get ready for his surprise birthday party. Okay, So I'm like, hey bud, let's go to the closest bar. We get one drink. We get two. I tell the bartender, like, this is my best friend's birthday. He deserves all the fucking drinks. Give me one of your best drinks. So they start throwing.
Four horsemen.
They start throwing a Tazzerac, the four horsemen. They start throwing, like, things like we'd never even heard of, like a slurricane before the drink came out. The bartenders had a drink called slurricane.
Oh, God.
And we didn't even know what that was. And then I'm sure, you know, bartenders and people who drink a lot now, they know what that is. Mm-hmm. At the time, we didn't know what that was. So we're drinking and we're like seven drinks in. Okay.
I was there.
Huh?
I was there when this happened.
Well, you were there at the place already.
I was at the place.
Mm-hmm. I was at the place. I was at the place.
So you two were at the place where we were going to throw the surprise. And we're, you know, I'm like, okay, it's time to go. And again, I don't condone drunk driving, but I did it. Because it was like a 2 minute drive, mm-hmm, but the 2 minute drive was like a 10 minute drive, because he couldn't
bring him in yet.
I couldn't bring him in yet.
It wasn't ready. The surprise wasn't ready
yet. And then he calls his girlfriend at the time, and he's like, "Hey," he's like, "I'm drunk," and she calls me and she texts me and she's like, "Alex, what the fuck did you do?" Right? I'm like, I'm in the fucking doghouse. I'm in fucking trouble.
Wasn't even the worst part. It was because when you get Ken drunk to a certain point,
God,
and he starts admitting things and starts yelling belligerent things, that's when he's drunk. And he said something in particular that night where it was like, I kind of made a U-turn.
We'll leave that part alone. Yeah.
What I'm trying to say is, yeah, when you, everyone has a threshold of getting drunk. For him, it's saying things very loudly. So,
well, we finally get there. I bring him up. He's stumbling like crazy. We opened the door. Everyone was like, surprise, right? All you guys said surprise.
Yep.
And what's the first thing he says? I'm already drunk, bitches. And I was like, fuck. At that night, I just kept trying to apologize to her. And she was like, it's cool. Like, what else could have you done? But I knew I was in the fucking doghouse.
And the party had just started, too.
The party just started.
And the birthday boy was out.
It's always bad when the party starts, and then you know it. For you, personally, it started bad. But that's just how things is. It's unexpected.
And then one of my ex-girlfriends were there, and she's like, let's take a shot together. And I'm like, ugh. All right. Anyways,
guys, if you have any unexpected stories that you'd like to share with us, tweet at us at 3.podcast. Instagram us, or I'll post on our Facebook. But these are our unexpected stories, so we hope you learned a thing or two.
Oh, yes. So thank you for listening to 3.podcast, guys.
Well, the conversation does not stop. Ooh, we're on sync. This is Brian with the silent E.
This is D Goody.
And this is Alex. Have a good day/night/afternoon.
It'll be unexpected.